Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, congratulations. Another AFC East title. You like to give these hat and T-shirt type games out, right? You break it out of the box here. You're in the middle of the night. You're sleeping. You wake up the next morning and say, wow, we won the AFC East. I mean, it's 7 in a row. It's a heck of an accomplishment, 13 in total.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, great credit to our team this year. They fought through some adversity and, you know, won a lot of games, some tough games, some close games. Some big games on the road, like the Houston game, you know, Giants game. So it was, you know, well-deserved. And then we're just still a lot of football left to go. And hopefully we can continue to improve and hopefully play our best football as we move into the end of December and January.
Coach, last week I talked to you a little bit about adversity. You know, you slide two games and the Wednesday practice. Let's go back to last Wednesday. How big was that padded practice? Not that you got back to basics, but as far as the ability just to hit and get a good fit on some people.
Yeah, I think it really helped us. I think it helped our timing and definitely helped our pad level. I think that showed up in the game. The way we played on the line of scrimmage was better than what it had been in the past couple of weeks. So, you know, just being able to reemphasize that and get back to it was definitely a help. But, you know, anytime you lose a couple of tough games like that to Denver and Philadelphia, I think that just kind of refocuses everybody. You know, not that you want to go through that, but, you know, when you kind of feel like you're really challenged as a football team at that point, you know, are we ever going to win another game, to kind of just, you know, really close ranks and work a little bit harder. And I thought the team did a good job of that.
There's a lot of attention to some signings. You know, when you sign a guy, you pick up a big free agent. At the end of last year, you re-signed Brandon Bolden, and it kind of went under the radar. But you remember the kick return against the Colts in the AFC Championship game, the whirly bird he hit on the punt return, catches a touchdown in Denver on a go route. You know, he steps in when LeGarrette goes down. And just his role as a member of your football team, how big and how important is he and how he's grown over the years?
Yeah, you know, you need guys like that. You really need guys to can, you know, do all the jobs that need to be done. Sometimes do the dirty work, you know, going to the corner to get the puck, that kind of thing.
Dig it out.
we have a lot of guys that are like that, but Brandon has really done a good job for us in all those areas. You know, he's played on first down, second down, third down, and is one of our best special teams players on fourth down. So he has a lot of versatility. He has a lot of quality plays, both in the running game and a passing game and on special teams. So he's been very valuable for us, and it's been a guy that's not only stepped in, but actually stepped in and given us really good production when he has stepped in. So, you know, very fortunate to have him.
Well, we're going to do the Belstrader here later in the show. Last week's Belstrader, we spent, I think, the entire time on J.J. Watt. Going back and looking at that Texan game, how were you guys able to really keep him at bay? Was it a mixture of things, doubling and singling?
It was. You know, I think our players really accepted the challenge of, you know, playing against him and that whole defensive front. They're very good there. You know, Josh and the offensive staff, you know, did some things to scheme-wise to try to, you know, create some blocking angles and some advantages to, you know, how we could best handle not only him but the rest of the group. So I thought we had a good game plan, and I thought the players really played well and executed well. You know, Marcus in particular had Watt a lot, but he was on both sides, and he played outside linebacker, defensive end, inside linebacker, nose. He's on a guard, so everybody got a shot at him, and he was disruptive. He made a couple plays from behind on us that, and so did Clowney, that there probably aren't many other guys in the league that would make those plays. So you got to give them credit. They're great football players. But I thought our group really, you know, stepped up and met the challenge. And that was, you know, it was a big one down there.
All right, we're talking about Leonard Johnson. You guys pick him up midweek. According to him, he had a really good week of practice, had some exciting plays in the game. But, you know, guys like Logan Ryan, Leonard Johnson, obviously he didn't go to Rutgers, but, you know, you're down there in Tampa, the Schiano factor. What about the Steve Belichick factor? Guys like Freeney. How much has your son had input in bringing some of these guys in or just dealing with them in the past?
Well, you know, Steven played with those guys, so he definitely has a different look at them than, you know, what you see as a coach going in to scout a team or, you know, scout a player. So, you know, he had a lot of positive things to say about all those guys and, you know, how hard they work, how, you know, the way they are around the weight room and around the facility on a daily basis, where, you know, he was training for lacrosse and they were training for football. And, you know, then when he was on the team that season, you know, that whole experience as well. So he had a lot of exposure to that group. And I'd say the ones that we have are guys that, you know, he thought would be a good fit.
All right, on to the Tennessee Titans. They fire their coach midseason. We know the whole history here. It's a team that's scrambling. They got their tails whipped a couple weeks ago. Obviously, you know, you're human. Pete, you know the team you're playing. How do you get your team ready to play this type of team that's coming in that, you know, could be a little bit dangerous for you?
Oh, real dangerous. I mean, if you go right to the Carolina game, you know, they were toe-to-toe with Carolina, you know, a couple weeks back. But very well coached. You know, they're tough. They're physical. You know, Coach LeBeau on defense, Coach Wharton, you know, they do a great job with that defense. And, you know, we know the background of the Steelers' defense.
Sure.
And that's always tough to handle because of the multiple number of things that they do and how many things you have to be ready for. You know, offensively, they have a lot of explosive skill players, great tight end and Walker, some, you know, big receivers like Green Beckham, fast receivers, quick receivers. Like Douglas. And, of course, you got the quarterback, Mariota, who's a big threat when he gets the ball in his hands to run or throw. So, you know, it doesn't really take much for them to make a big play, a strip sack on defense with their pressures or a big play on offense with their skill players, a big play in a kicking game. So we've got to really just do a good job for 60 minutes all the way across the board and, you know, play. It's different because it's a different matchup, but I think with the same kind of intensity and effort that we had in Houston, that's what we need, a 60-minute game like that.
I want to ask you about Mariota real quick. Are there elements of some of the things they've done in Oregon when he was there as far as that system, off the play fake, getting him outside and putting pressure on that perimeter?
Not too much.
Okay.
Not probably as much as the Philadelphia offense. But, you know, he definitely gets out there on some design plays, then he gets out there just on his own when the rush breaks down and doesn't contain him. So he's very effective out of the pocket. He can run and he can throw. And, you know, he has good vision out of the pocket, too, makes good decisions when to run, when to throw, and that type of thing. So we got to do a good job on him or he, you know, he can gain a lot of yards in a hurry.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Andy in Medford. We're all excited the game got flexed last week, but it also gave us the ability, Coach, to sit around and watch some football during the day. Are you guys just tunnel visioned on the game that night, or are you aware, you know, Cincinnati loses earlier in the day, the Raiders pop Denver, and does it add some excitement to your game at 8:30 on Sunday night?
You know, not really. I mean, honestly, I didn't see one play of one game on Sunday, so... When I got to the stadium, you know, I had heard that those two teams lost. But honestly, it doesn't really make any difference to us if somebody else wins or loses. It's, you know, we're there and we've worked all week for, you know, our one chance for 3 hours to perform and go out there and compete. And really that's what it's all about. And I don't think we really, you know, focus. I certainly don't really care what anybody else does, even though it might affect us. It's so much about us and what we put into it that, that's like, I'd say well over 99% of, you know, what my emotions are going into the game, regardless of, you know, what else happens.
It's good to play a 60-minute game too, right?
It really is. And we're going to need to do that going forward. So hopefully we can, you know, really understand and, you know, embrace that mentality and that discipline of, you know, not having a bad play or a bad series or a turnover or give up a big play that, you just can't get those plays back.
All right, if you want to ask the coach a question on Twitter, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it AskBB, Bellustrator later with the Titans. What are we going to look at?
A little bit of everything. You know, they got a good pass rush, and they got some explosive players on offense. Got to watch that Walker.
Sounds good. Coach will be back later in the show. Sit tight. More Patriots All Access right after this.